عاجز ضعيف ومسكين ظالم وجهل. يا رب العرش من نجاد يا رب كنت من هدامي فاستجبنا نجينا من الغم ذلك نجينا المؤمنين. الحمد لله that always admitting for ourselves and myself that I'm nothing and that Allah's rahmah and mercy to dress us and bless us and that we exist and live within that mercy that Allah constantly forgiving us and dressing us and blessing us, and to share from Mawlana Shaykh Hisham's teachings that in this holy month of Rajab that Allah made from the realities of the Arifin that everything multiplied by nine, that nine multiplied by the seventh lunar month brings the reality of 63. And why Allah wanted the 63rd surah of Holy Qur'an in this holy month is munafiqeen, that in the way of marifah thumma amanu wa thumma kafaru, that not believing, 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 not believing, that inshaAllah to move past that ocean and now moving towards the oceans of faith. And they describe for us a barrier before the way of Allah is to face the hypocrisy, not calling out other people as hypocrites but the hypocrite within myself. That for the arifeen and to be gnostic, to be understanding in Allah's way and Allah to grant sincerity requires a character in which you analyzed and took a hisab for yourself before Allah begins the hisab. And with the barakah of awliyaullah and guidance within our life like a hand over us that constantly recalibrating, so that they say only a fool represents themselves in a court of law. I mean, who doesn't have a lawyer, doesn't have a wakil, and trying to represent themselves in Allah's Divinely Presence, shaitan going to be all over them. Because shaitan makes every amal to feel good or seem good to the servant. And awliyaullah come into our life and inspire by keeping and keeping their company, fulfilling the way and the sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad ittiba, means to keep the company of pious people. And they teach, you learn, you observe, and is a calibrates our life. This ocean and this reality of the holy month of Rajab is a reminder for the hypocrite that lies dormant within the self. And they want us to understand the concept of sin, belief and shak. That when everything is good and the actions are good and the amal is good, Allah atiullah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, atiullah, atiya Rasul wa ulul amri minkum wa izzatullah, izzata Rasul wa izzata al-mu'mineen, means this light, this guidance, this faiz, everything begins to dress the servant, especially the servants in the turuqs and the way of Prophet inheriting the way of Sayyidina Muhammad, that they don't leave themselves to be unattended and by themselves. That as the companions took the hand of Prophet for the completion of their faith with tabi'een, with tabi' tabi'een means was a whole way of life. That they took the hand of guidance and they didn't release that hand until they took their last breath. And that way of guidance is teaching for us that if what you are doing from this amal and it's good and Allah finds acceptance in that amal, you feel the emanations from Divinely Presence. Izzatullah is flowing into the heart of Izzata Rasul, into the heart of Prophet. Izzata Rasul means the nazar of Sayyidina Muhammad is upon those ulul amr. If the actions and the character is correct, then those ulul amr, their nazar through their soul, not the physicality. But what Allah dressing the reality of their souls, wa kunu ma sadiqeen, Allah ordered, keep their company. Why? Because the izzat of Allah is dressing the izzat of Sayyidina Muhammad, and not everybody can take that power. Means that that power is coming like a transformer to be cool and peaceful. Nobody can take the izzah of Allah except Sayyidina Muhammad. That's why Allah says, if I reveal my Qur'an on the mountain, it will be like dust, but the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad firm. So means nobody comes between La ilallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And the ulul am, they are inheriting from Prophet. They take that izzah, they take that fires, and they begin to emanate out. They are like qamarun, they are like the moons on this nation, that they take from the sun and the reality of Prophet, all of it in hadith, but you can't sit here and just keep repeating books and books of hadith. But Prophet said, my companions like stars. If my companions are stars, he's got to be the sahib and the owner of all stars. He has to be the shams and the sun for all the universe. But the humility is to say, oh, my companions are stars. If my companions are stars, Prophet is the sun for the entire universe of creation. So means then if that sun is shining upon ulul am, they are like a moon reflecting light. That fire begins to dress the student, that light begins to dress them, that izzah begins to dress them, and they begin to have more and more faith, more and more himmah to complete what Allah wants to be completed. And then the reminder comes that, oh, when the ocean of shak and doubt comes, why is it coming? Because it's in the way of knowing myself, that as soon as I have a doubt, they want me to analyze everything, go back to yourself and find out what's happening. Because the reality is that you build with your good actions like a shield of protection all around you. Think if you watch the old Star Wars or these… what's the other… the first of the Star Wars? Star Trek. Yeah, there's a force field all around the believer based on good actions. When Allah's happy, Prophet happy, ulul amr happy, your force field is working, your heart is emanating this field of energy all around you that shaitan has a very difficult time penetrating. So what shaitan wants, he says, I can't get into that force field. Let me bring some sayat, let me bring some sins and guna. As soon as the servant enters into sins, that field has a hole. As soon as that hole comes into the servant, the shaitans are moving. And the shaitan's purpose is to move with all his minions into that hole and to block the reflection of that fires now, and the servant is receiving less fires, less emanations, less juzban and connections, and they feel themselves to be disattached. If their heart is alive, they understand. The connection is now in difficulty. There are shayateen that are entering into the force field that Allah is putting around the believer, and that's why shaitan wants sins. Means everything that shaitan brings is to bring down that force field of the believer. As soon as they engage in sins, where it can be from eating wrong, from seeing wrong, from doing wrong, especially from acting wrong. That anything that Allah not pleased with in the character of that servant, it creates an opening. And that's all shaitan wants. That's why we give the analogies in movies. Why? Because more people are watching movies than they're watching this. There's 20 million people go to a movie, or 50 million or billion people watching a movie, and there's 50 people watching this. So who Allah's teaching with? He's teaching through the movies. There must be an understanding in everything that's coming out. There must be a hikmah and a wisdom, unless it's fully under the hands of shayateen. But in these movies they begin to show. The only way into the palace is they bomb a hole in the wall. If they can bomb a hole in the wall, every shaitan is running through that palace. And Allah describing, you are like that. You have an energy field with your good actions and good amal, you're protecting yourself and making this force to be very strong. If that force is strong and keeping away negativity, because haqq pushes away falsehood, then you feel the fires, you feel the emanations, you feel the himmah, you feel like you want to do more. And your faith is growing day by day, but the Ahlul Muhasabah and the people of accounting is as soon as you feel a doubt, go back into your accounting, you are doing something wrong. The doubt doesn't just come, it comes through a hole. What is it that you're doing incorrect in your actions, and begin to take an accounting. That what did I do today, what did I do yesterday, what did I eat, what did I say, what were my actions? Go through every action that we did for that day and begin to analyze. Was Allah happy with what I ate, with what I drank, with what I said, with what I did? Did I pray? Some people don't even pray. Then you're definitely disattached from that light. If you disattach from that light, that's all that shaitan wants. Don't pray your maghrib prayer, just go to sleep, go to sleep. Okay, then don't pray. Then what happens now that you just opened a hole in this field? Because you're not good with Allah, you're not good with the angels, and definitely Prophet is ashamed. You have to keep the way of Sayyidina Muhammad, keep the way of what Allah gave to Prophet. It's not because Allah wants anything from it, you're not making Allah richer by praying. But Allah wants for us all these izzah. I want to dress you with all these blessings, I want to give you from these emanations so your Islam becomes real. You taste it in your heart, you feel the energy that is emanating, your Islam becomes real, your love for Sayyidina Muhammad becomes real. Allah wants to give all of that. If we don't come to receive it and we don't pray, who benefits from that is shaitan. If we don't eat what's correct for us, who benefits is the shaitan enters within the system. He's fiercely looking at the body. So, give me a bad action, give me an anger, I'm going to enter in as soon as that opening happens. Eat something incorrect, eat something that's not right and not been halal for you, shaitan coming in through that food and through that ta'am. Do an action that's not correct and incomplete in worshipness, shaitan comes through that. As soon as shaitan comes, we find ourselves having doubt, oh yeah, what is the madad really, what is this concept of madad, and what is intercession, and what is the tariqah, who are these shaykhs? You thought you became clever and not like Einstein entered into your brain to think of something? No, shaitan playing with you now, because there's a hole in your force field. That faith is like walking on water. Every reality that Allah wants to dress us with is exactly like walking on water. As soon as you have doubt, you're already into the ocean falling. We pray that Allah inspire within us to take an account of ourselves, to destroy the inner hypocrite. That's why wherever they go, these ulul am, they expose the hypocrisy and they engage with people for them to take a hisab of themselves. We said before, they come and they say, oh, why you have to kiss the hair of Prophet? Why are you kissing the black stone? You have, what the heck is wrong with people? They don't understand even the religion anymore. Why are you making tawaf around stones and then fiercely fighting to kiss a black stone? Because that stone is from paradise. But oh, Prophet is the owner of paradise, the owner of dunya, the owner of everything, the revealer of Holy Qur'an. You don't think you should be kissing the hair of Sayyidina Muhammad? So when they go around with the hair, because they want to point out your hypocrisy, what is it, the religion that you're following? So that they can bring out the sickness. Why? Because shaitan, he didn't know what sickness he had. He thought his amal was so great, and that, I've prostrated for you 70,000 years, Ya Rabbi. There's nowhere from here to the heavens that shaitan didn't prostrate. But Allah took him in one shot. I'm going to ask one thing from you, and the only thing I ever ask from you, bow down. Bow down. Why? Because the knowledge that this Bani Adam has, because what's important in Allah's Divinely Presence is ilm. The whole dialogue between Adam and Malaika was based on knowledge. That as soon as he bowed down and said, teach them from what I taught you, the angels were astonished at what? That the light reflecting and the knowledges that Bani Adam and Sayyidina Adam is inheriting. And Allah said, the knowledge that they have is superior to you, and he didn't know his own reality because he takes from izzatullah, izzatul rasul wa izzatul mu'mineen. That he takes from behind the mu'mineen his power and his understanding. I mean, what Allah gave to the mu'mineen wal ulul am, they are above the rank of malaika, and malaika serve them. That's why Allah established the order by making sujood, bow down to them. Their knowledge superior to you, your life is to serve them, they carry Nur Muhammad. Means that reality is huge. That was a sajda of ihtiram, not of worshipness. Why ihtiram? Because the light within their heart of what they're carrying from Prophet's light, that what's important to Allah, whom Allah describes, whom we give a knowledge, ilma laduni wa hikmati bi saliheen, we've given them a tremendous bounty. Means this is all that Allah wants for us. That door can't be achieved when the servant is living in hypocrisy. You make a set of rules for the masjid, but you live by a completely different set of rules on the street. What is that? We're all one community. Well, alhamdulillah, with Facebook it made it so much easier. We can sit from our phone and watch everybody's lives. They argue with me in the masjid, I should be doing this, 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 this. On their pictures they're posing with women that are not their wives and they don't have covered clothes. What is that? Is that left anymore of Islam? Or Islam is just something we say now by tongue but not by action and not by belief? Every party is okay with no head covers, all mixed groups, music blaring, Bollywood shows playing, that's fine, great. Masjid, we're a different rule. Masjid, we don't say hello to each other, I don't know you, you'll be quiet. It's not masjid, we're all knowing each other, everybody, hey, how are you? This is not Islam, this is the oceans of hypocrisy. That's why they don't enter into the oceans of being a mukhlis. Allah doesn't open for them sincerity. Sincerity is that everywhere, Ya Rabbi, are everywhere. Everywhere is your masjid, I'm asking for my heart to be your masjid. That you're with me everywhere, Ya Rabbi, that every night to cry, that Ya Rabbi, destroy the hypocrite within me. That everything that I do hypocritical that you're not pleased with, Ya Rabbi, take it to be destroyed and make me to be firm in my belief. And that firmness doesn't mean to be extreme, means to be real, means to be genuine. That you know this world is hard. As you're easy with all the people in your office, be easy with the people in the masjid. Why are you bothering the people in the masjid but in your office your hugs and kisses and shaking hands with everyone? Take the middle ground, what Prophet wanted for us, take the middle path. And that middle path, as long as it's real, Allah will be happy with the servant. Ya Rabbi, ana an abdukal ajis of faqeer, my eyes are seeing all these gunas, have mercy upon my soul, Ya Rabbi. Take away all of these bad characteristics, take away all of this hypocrisy that destroys everything from your way. And then we begin to attack all these sins and block these sins so that that field of force field around us. And then we begin to feel the emanation, feel the lights, feel the power of the zikr, and then we be inspired to keep attending. Every time a waswas comes to come against the path and come against the way is a time for accounting. What am I doing that allowing these shaitans to come and bring doubt into my way and bring doubt into reaching your rida and satisfaction. We pray Allah dress us and bless us with this holy month. These lights and these blessings that by awliyaullah talking from these realities, we pray that they lift these characteristics away. That the intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad is just one nazar upon the soul like a sun that burns all difficulties away, and that Allah be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbal izzati amma yasifoon wa salaamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi.